Welcome to Sharing the Word. I'm your host, Dr. Driver. In today's lesson, we're talking about the untamed tongue. And this is a continuation study on the book of James. We're in James chapter 3. And James, the brother of Jesus, starts off by saying, "Let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment." Now, the preface here is that there are many people who believe. Now, this is important. There are many people who believe because they read the Word, study the Word, they should be teachers or preachers of the Word of God. My friends, it is a calling. I know there are many who want to be teachers of the Word of God because they believe they know it so well. But I'm telling you, unless God calls you, don't go down that path. Because he warns us that many want to become teachers or are teachers of the Word of God, but we will receive, I will receive a stricter judgment. Judgment in what? In what we say and also what we do. Now, I'm going to say those two things, in what we say, in what we do. Because if I'm preaching the Word, I preach because God tells me to preach to his people. In every message, I'm always going to say this, every message is not about them. It really is about me. It's always going to be about me because, again, if I preach on the word, thou shalt not steal, I better be a person that's not stealing. Because if I'm a teacher of the word, I'm going to receive, as James just indicated, stricter judgment. If you're a parent, I do bring up some examples of my life. So I'm always going to make it about examples of my life that I raised my children in the ways of the Lord. And I did not spare the rod, as the Bible says. I did not spare the rod. But they knew when they were disciplined that the oldest one would get a harder punishment or stricter punishment than the younger one because the older one knows better. I think you guys can relate to that. That's just the way it is. So it's the same thing when it comes to being a preacher of the word. So let me just say this. If you really believe you want to be a Bible teacher or a person who likes just to get out there and just give their 1 minute TikTok or Instagram video message, if God told you to do that, may God bless it. But if you're doing it because you feel that's cool, if you're doing it because you feel that it's important to do that, be careful. Just be careful because those who want to be teachers, you will receive a stricter judgment. He goes on in verse 2 and he says, "For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, also able to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits of horses' mouth." I'm going to read this again, so I'm going to stop right there because I got tongue-tied. This is why I love about this. Now in verse 2, James goes on and says, "For we all stumble in many things." Now let me stop there. So if I'm going to be called to be a preacher, anything I say, God's holding me to account. God is holding me to account. And because I'm a preacher teacher that he's called me, I'm going to restrict stricter judgment if I'm leading people down the wrong path. So I want you to keep that in mind for those who want to be a teacher of God's word. He says in verse 2, "For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body." Now, I am not perfect. You are not perfect. The perfect one did come. His name is Jesus, our Lord and Savior. He was perfect in word and deed. So we're not perfect until the perfect one comes, as the Bible tells us. So we have to really be careful, even as a teacher of the Word of God, in what we say. That's why I'm always going to preach according to what God tells me and let the anointing of the Holy Ghost inspire me and speak through me. I don't want this to be about me saying things. I want the Holy Ghost to speak through me. He says in verse 3, James says, "Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body." Look also at ships. He says, "Although they are so large, they are driven by fierce winds. They are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires." Even so, the tongue is still a small member and boasts great things. So keeping this on about the teacher. Now, I've been blessed, my friends. Listen to me. I served in the military. I know what it's like to be on a carrier and smaller ships. I do know that. I've been blessed to have that experience and opportunity. But I also understand what a match can do, too. A little match, a little fire, can set the whole forest ablaze. So our mouths, our tongue, can do the same thing. So as a teacher of the Word of God, be careful what you say. As a Christian, be careful what you say. We all, listen to me, we all have to give an account of everything we say, think, and do. God examines it all. And our mouths can either convict us or acquit us. If you listen to my last message on the tongue, you understand that the mouth, the tongue, should be worshiping God, not cursing man. So our tongue, as powerful as it is, can drive the entire body, the entire system of our relationships. You say something wrong, you can destroy a relationship. You say something to heal, that's great. You're a preacher of the word. You teach the word. Be careful what you say. You can send somebody down the wrong path. You can put yokes of bondage around them like the Pharisees did. That's why Jesus said, be careful. Be careful. Jesus told them, all the people, be careful what you say and do. Be careful when you listen to the Pharisees. They teach the word, so listen to that. But don't do what they're doing, because what they're doing is hypocritical. So we have to be very careful, my friends, and I want you to always take a pause before you say anything to anyone. When I prepare from all my messages, I go into deep prayer and I say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, anoint my tongue. Anoint my tongue so I only speak your word, not my word. Let your will be done, not my will, Lord God. So James goes on and he says in verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on a fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. So we have to remember, and we have a few minutes on this message, we have to remember this. With our tongue, James continues in chapter 3 on this as well, we can continue to worship and praise God, but the minute we're done, we're screaming and yelling at the kids. We're screaming and yelling at our spouse. We're screaming and yelling at whomever it may be. That's cursing, man. Don't do that. Salt water and fresh water do not come from the same spout. You've heard many sermons and teachings, I hope, on how to bridle the tongue, how to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, according to James chapter 1. So when I think about being a preacher of God's word, I want to make sure when the Lord said, say all this, I'm going to say it. When he says you're done speaking about it, then I'm done speaking about it. Because how can anyone be saved unless a preacher is sent? And the word of God is so powerful that it never returns void. But the word of God must be spoken. The word of God has to be spoken. So we have to listen to the word of God. The word gets spoken, then those who are listening must hear the word of God and then apply it to their lives to be obedient. So the tongue is a very powerful instrument that God has given us. We praise the Lord with it. We can cast out devils with our tongues. We can speak life into things. We can declare and decree a thing because of our mouth. Our tongue is that powerful. It is a power to bring life and death. And whoever loves, it's fruit of it. Oh, my friends, if you love speaking life, you're going to reap that. If you love speaking death unto people, you're going to reap what you just sowed because of your tongue. So let me close. Learn to listen more learn to hear the word of God and only speak. Listen to me as I close. Only speak when the Lord tells you to speak. You have the power, according to James, to light a match. Then let the Lord God light and ignite your tongue. You have the power to steer a ship because of the small rudder can really move that ship left or right. Let the Lord be the captain, the navigation of your tongue, of your life. If you let your flesh, your emotions speak for you, you're going to set things ablaze and you will not be able to put out that fire. My friends, I've lived a good life and I've seen the damage that a tongue can do to a relationship. I am guilty of saying some things that I should have never have said, because no man can tame the tongue. Because if he could, the Bible just said this in James, he's a perfect man. I can't tame it. But if I say, Lord God, put a guard over my mouth and only speak through me as your will be done. Listen to the Holy Spirit, my friends, and learn to tame your tongue by allowing the Spirit to speak through you. May God bless you and give you strength and endurance to be able to trust in the Lord, to bridle your tongue, and to speak through you to bring life, not death, to bring praises and not curses. This is my prayer for you, in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening to Sharing the Word. Join me again as we discuss Bible topics that will help you live a victorious life through Jesus Christ.